I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about the concept of low-hanging fruit. And what I mean by low-hanging fruit are those things that are right in front of us, that are easy to reach, that is readily accessible, usually simple, and we so often move beyond it. We think we have to climb to the top of the tree to find that amazing piece of fruit that might be way up there. But God puts so many things right in front of us, makes them readily accessible, and we don't appreciate them because of this thing I think that is based in pride that I like to call the sophistication bias, which means that something can't possibly be good unless it's really complex, complicated, nuanced, or hard to get. And yet the best leaders and the best businesses and the best organizations usually do the simple things well. And yet business media, magazines, newspapers, they're looking for some wild, crazy new idea when in fact, most things in life come down to fundamentals that anybody can master. And I think this is true in our faith as well.
I mean, this problem's been going on for a long time. One of my favorite stories about this is from the Old Testament. And there was a guy named Naaman the Syrian. He had leprosy. And he found out about Elisha the prophet. He's like, maybe this guy could heal me so I don't die of leprosy. So we make this long journey to Elisha. And Elisha said, hey, just go bathe in that stream and God will heal you. And he was so offended. He thought, there's no way it could be that simple. So he marched away from Elisha. And his friend said, hey, if he told you to do something complicated, wouldn't you have done that? So, dude, why don't you just go bathe in the stream? And he went and bathed in the stream and he was instantly healed. I mean, it's just a great story about, you know, just overcome your pride. It's so weird how we actually want more complicated solutions than God is sometimes offering us that are right in front of us.
So often when we work with clients, the first time we present to them, like, here's what you have to do. There's 4 simple things that a healthy organization does. And people are like, oh, it has to be more than that. We're like, no, it is that simple. It means you have to do it all the time, but it's right there in front of you. And they're like, oh, we want to do something that's more challenging or more nuanced or more attention-seeking, when so often it's right there in front of us. And so in this case, what we're saying is God puts fruit right in front of us. And you think about the garden. He gave so much to Adam and Eve, and they're like, no, but we want it fruit from over there. And it's like, hey, I give you enough. I give you everything you need. Embrace that which is simple and available to you, and that's enough.
The best coaching and the best preaching, the best advice you could give people is hopefully going to leave them saying, well, duh, I knew that. I could do that. To which I would respond, yes, you can do that. So go ahead and do that. I mean, the difference between a life we're living and a life we know we're supposed to live usually comes down to really stupidly simple things that we just got to do. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the simple solutions you place right under our noses. Give us the humility to see them and to embrace them and to live life to the full. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.